Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we do a long hadith, beautiful hadith explaining to us the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam in leaving his family in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and how Zamzam came about, how initially this Qurbani was given. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Zamzam. He left his family there. The Qurbani was made. There was a desire, there was a cry. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave such refreshing, such beautiful water that is going on for thousands of years and millions of people are drinking in the middle of the desert, and yet that water is not running short. Beautiful, nutritious water of Zamzam Allah Pak had given. When Allah Pak gives in droves. There is no shortage from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore a person should never lose hope. Ibrahim alayhi salam left his family there with very little provisions, with very little. But how much Allah Pak provided for them, that even up till now, Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madinah al-Munawwara, you're getting fruit and you're getting vegetables and you're getting things from all over the world coming there. So it was given up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah Pak replenished it. Allah Pak gave much, much more. Therefore, even in our times when a person loses anything, there's a loss, don't ever lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change things and give much, much more than what a person had even before. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam brought the mother of Ismail alayhi salam and her son Ismail, whom she was suckling. So Ibrahim alayhi salam brought the mother of Ismail alayhi salam and brought his young child Ismail alayhi salam, whom she was still suckling at that time. So you can imagine, infant, suckling child, and left her by the house near a large tree above Zamzam. House here means by the area of the Kaaba Sharif. Near a large tree above Zamzam at the highest point of the masjid. At the time no one resided in Makkah and there was no water, nothing, completely barren. Quran also describes this as Wadin Ghayri Dhi Zar'in, such a valley where there was absolutely no vegetation in there. So now leaving your child and leaving your wife in the heat, in a barren area like Makkah al-Mukarramah, so there was no water there. He left them there with a bag of dates and a water skin. That's all. That was the provision that they had. Think of ourselves. Our freezers are full, fridges are full, cupboards are full, but yet we are panicking that what we're going to do, what we're going to eat. Ibrahim alayhi salam left his wife and child there with a little bit of dates and a water skin. Water skin means a little bit of water. And the trust was in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No pantry, no fridge, no freezer, no stockpiling, no nothing. No shops there also, no people there also, nothing, absolutely nothing. But trust was in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Great lesson for us. And then he left them with his dates and water skin. Ibrahim alayhi salam then turned and began to leave on the path he had come. The mother of Ismail alayhi salam followed him and asked, "O Ibrahim alayhi salam, where are you going, leaving us in a valley where there is no companionship or anything else?" She repeated the question several times, but he paid no attention to her. She asked, "Has Allah Ta'ala ordered you to do this?" He replied, "Yes." She said, "In that case, He will not allow harm to come to us." Imagine the iman of her also, that if Allah Pak has commanded you to do this, then Allah won't allow any harm to come us. This is what you got. Trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muslim never ever loses hope. That Allah Pak has commanded you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not destroy us. So He will not allow harm to come to us, and went back. Now she went back. Ibrahim alayhi salam continued until he reached Athaniya, where they could not see him. He turned towards the Kaaba Sharif and he supplicated, raising his hands. In other words, he turned towards that spot of the Kaaba Sharif, raising his hands. "O my Allah, I have settled some of my offspring in a valley that is barren, near your sacred house, O our sustainer, so that they may establish Salah." Look at the first thing now, Ibrahim alayhi salam is making dua, that "O Allah, these people may establish Salah." That he's not worried about the food, the drink, is the first thing. The first instance he's worried about the deen of his family. That they may establish Salah. Rabbana liyuqimus Salah. Oh Allah, these people must establish Salah, this family of mine. This is the foremost worry of every person. Not of the estate of the, that he's leaving behind, how much of money and how much of properties he's leaving behind for the children. First worry is, how much of deen have I left behind for my children, so that they can continue on the path. So he makes his dua, Rabbana liyuqimus Salah, so that they may establish Salah. Faj'al afidatam minan nasi, O Allah, make the hearts of some people to incline towards them. Tahwi ilayhim warzuqhum min al-thamarati la'allahum yashkurun. Allah provide them with fruits, perhaps they may be grateful. Even Allah Pak, when you're giving them the dunya, let them not forget you. When they get the dunya, they get the fruit, they get the outcomes of everything, then Allah, let them make shukr to you. What a beautiful dua he made at that point, of when he reached that point and he made dua. The mother of Ismail alayhi salam continued suckling Ismail alayhi salam and drinking from the water until it was depleted. Now whatever water she had there in that water skin, that water got finished. She was thirsty and her son was thirsty. She looked at him twisting about, the child was twisting or rolling about, and then walked away as she could not endure looking at him. She couldn't see this child, he's just twisting side to side and nothing to drink. A mother is a mother. She couldn't see that sight, so she moved away from there. She noticed that at Mount Safa was the closest mountain to her. She went towards it. Now, mother's automatic figure in a mother is, let me go search to see that what I can keep my, how I can keep my child alive. She went to the closest mountain, which was Mount Safa. So she went towards it and climbed it, facing the valley so that she could, if she could see anyone, but she could see no one. She descended from Mount Safa, and when she reached the valley, she raised the edge of her garment and ran like a person in distress until she crossed the valley. She then came to Mount Marwa, climbed to the top to see if she could see anyone, but she saw no one. She did this 7 times. 7 times she did this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He appreciates, Allah Pak appreciates in such a way that even up till now, a person going for Hajj, a person going for Umrah, he has to do this. The Sayyid now is wajib for him to do it. He has to do it. So now what happens? It's because of the imitation of this woman, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she left, Ibrahim alayhi salam left them there. And for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were happy with the decision of Allah. Allah Pak makes millions of people doing it all the year, every year. So many people are doing it in remembrance of this great effort of this one woman and her great son and her child and her husband, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. She then turned to Mount Marwa, climbed to the top to see if she could see anyone, but she saw no one. She did this 7 times. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is why people run between these two mountains. Whilst looking out from Mount Marwa, she heard a sound and she said, Sah, like, the reason she said this to herself so that she could listen even more attentively. She heard some sound. Now she heard the sound, she told herself, shh, so that even I mustn't make any noise so I can hear even more carefully. Because if there's even disturbance, even my own disturbance of my own noise, then I won't be able to hear as attentively as I can. So what had happened, she said, shh, in Arabic says, soh, to herself to listen more attentively. Again she heard the sound and she said, you made me hear your sound, but can also offer any help. Suddenly an angel appeared at the spot of Zamzam. He dug the ground with his heels or his wings until water appeared. She gathered the water with her hands into a pond and began scooping it onto the water skin. It continued gushing forth each time she scooped. So what she had done was, as this water is gushing out, she built a small wall. Like how when you got water and you wanted to retain it in a certain area, you build like a small wall with sand around it. And people doing planting, they do that around the plants. They build a small heap of sand so that water remains there. So now that's what she started to do, is to build a heap so that water that is gushing can stay there and she can use that water. So this is what she began to do. She began scooping it, but this water kept on gushing forth. Every time she took water, water was still gushing and gushing. Another narration has it, equal to the amount she scooped, Allah Pak sent her more. As Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah Pak be merciful to the mother of Ismail alayhi salam. If she had left Zamzam, or she had not scooped out the water, it would have been a flowing stream. Up till now it is a well, and water is pumped out from the well. If she had not scooped it out like that just to stop it, Allah Pak would have made it such that it would have continued gushing out like a stream, and a whole stream would have been flowing on the surface. But this is the nizam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wanted to be doing like that. And one of the amazing features of the well of Zamzam is the more people that are there, the more the level of the water rises. When it comes to Hajj time, the water level rises. As the water people are taking, and not just drinking there, people are using daily, people are taking away, flights are leaving daily. Water is being exported to different parts of the world. Makkatul Mukarrama, from there water is sent to Madinatul Munawwara, is sent to other parts of Saudi Arabia, other Arab countries, but the water is not getting finished. From one well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created so much of barakah. The more the need, the more the water comes. The less the need, the less the amount of volume of water. Allah Pak system is like that. If it was less need and there was still so much of water, like when it was high season, then it would have automatically overflowed, gushed, caused a problem of flooding there. But the system of Allah Pak, as the need is there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides the Mubarak water of Zamzam. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of bringing this beautiful sifat of iman, yaqeen, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak doesn't let that person down who puts his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we know, today is Friday, we should try and come early for Jummah Salah, increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Try and recite Suratul Kahf, encourage the family also, recite Suratul Kahf, especially in these trying times, and try and take advantage of the time, before, especially before Maghrib Salah. Ulama of the opinion that du'as are answered in this time. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanallah, rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.